This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody. Wow. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The muzzleloader contest is ongoing. We're drawing that. This is the final one for the year. We're drawing that the last Saturday of the month, and we'd love to hear from you. And all you got to do is call us at 410-922-6680 and give us your name and phone number, and we'll put you in the drawing. And that's it. Yeah, that's not quite it. You got to go on the air and say hi. You can also email your request to be in the contest at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. As promised, the deer numbers are out. Came out yesterday. Actually got a text or an email the night before. And the two-week firearm harvest was comprised of 12,329 bucks, or antler deer, and 22,721 antlerless white-tailed deer. Sika deer harvest was 451 antlered and 587 antlerless. And there were 4,169 deer harvested on Sundays, which is about 10% of the total. The actual total was 36,088 during the statewide two-week firearm season. The harvest represents a 13% decline compared to 41,421 deer taken during the 2011 firearm season. The DNR biologists believe the decline this year is primarily because of bad weather on key hunting days and an abundance of acorns that resulted in deer moving less, which they did not move throughout the entire two-week season that I know of. I mean, we've had guys that are telling me they're seeing, you know, lots of deer, no bucks. We've seen no deer in 2 weeks, no, you know, deer in a weekend and that type of thing. Region A deer hunters took in Garrett, Allegheny, and Washington counties 4,018 deer, down 19% in Western Maryland from last year's harvest of 4,018, down from 4,962. The Region A harvest was comprised of 2,533 antlered deer and 1,485 antlerless deer. In Region B, the harvest declined 12%, that's pretty much it. If you want to know the county-by-county totals and want to call about your county, we'll be glad to share those with you if you like. Unfortunately, this chart does not show a comparison between this year and last year. So I'm going to guess we're going to wind up somewhere between, let's say, 85,000, 90,000 deer this year over the entire season, and about 32,000 hit by vehicles and that type of thing. So we're going to be on par. But, I mean, with the weather we had, including a lot of people blame the full moon and other aspects of the weather, the deer are going to move mostly at night as, you know, once the guns start going off. So, and people start invading the woods. It's just that time of year. Plus, we had the rut. There's a hold pattern during the middle of the rut that we actually hit the second rut during the firearm season, I believe. And, we've got the resting period there between the peak of the rut. We also seen, I mean, we saw bucks chasing does. We saw bucks with does and that type of thing in the firearm season. But, a lot of that had taken place just prior to. And who knows what the reason is? You give me your reason. Give me your best reason. whatever you think. And by the way, your smart, green, and growing tip for the day is with holiday celebrations come presents, food containers, and plenty of packaging materials. Before you throw everything in the garbage can, take into consideration what can be recycled. Rinse out that Chinese food container and use that again to store your veggies from day to day. Or actually, you can freeze your, you know, freeze your salted peelers in it. You know, hey, you got an old pizza box? Hey, you're going to wrap that tie in something, so you may as well use it for, you know, for that. After all, we need to recycle. Review the list of recyclables that your town or city accepts and be sure to send all applicable paper, plastic, and glass bottles and aluminum cans to the recycling center. Just thought you'd like to know. I may have another smart, green, and growing tip from the Department of Natural Resources coming up here soon, but we'll see. Let's talk to Jim in Pasadena. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Very good. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I want to know if they're catching any rockfish out here by the Key Bridge.
The rockfish are being caught by the Key Bridge. The rockfish are also being caught. The bigger fish are being caught in the Southern Bay as usual. I heard a report yesterday. Guys were out in the Solomons area down in Southern Bay, and they were doing extremely well on these 35, 36-inch fish.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so it might be the time to head south.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about going fishing today.
Well, good. I hope you do. We got a storm coming in this weekend, and I suspect that it should be pretty good. I'm expecting the deer to move today in front of this nor'easter coming in, too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they got a nor'easter coming
well,
in?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what we're thinking about, yeah.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. I might have to think twice about that then.
What's that?
Going out.
No, you can go out today. You're going to be fine today. I said before the storm comes in tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, this evening, tonight. Yeah, we're going to start switching around. The winds are going to start switching around to northeast sometime late this afternoon.
Oh, okay, that'd be good then.
Yeah, so go on out there, get out there now. Why aren't you fishing? Do you have your bait in the water yet?
No, not yet. Well, thanks a lot for the information.
No problem. That's what I say to my grandson when we're sitting in the deer stand.
Oh, yeah?
I'll look over at him and I'll say, you know, we'll be sitting there for 2 hours and nothing going on. I'll look over at him and say, did you shoot a deer yet?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, not yet. So, all right, brother. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
See you, Jim. Bye-bye. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Where is everybody? Yeah, that's what I want to know. I'm looking here. I'm trying to find what I'm looking for on my email, and I'm just not finding it. But that's my problem. Oh, I knew what it was. Yeah, there we go. I'm coming up on it. Give us a second here. I know you're going to want to hear this. Exactly. Another smart, green, and growing tip. But we'll take your calls right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ken in Rosedale. Is Ken ready to go yet? All right. Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes, sir. What's up, buddy?
The caller before me was just asking about rock fishing, and I didn't get hustled into working today. I was going to go out and try it.
Why didn't you?
But you know, you got to pay the bills for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
But anyway, is anybody calling, or if they could call in, what they're using for bait? Are they trolling or bottom fishing for those rock? Or?
Oh, good question. Yeah, that's
it. If I could call in and shed some light on it, I sure would appreciate it.
All right, well, I would guess this time of year they're going to be trolling. They're going to be trolling big baits just like they do in the spring.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my guess. Umbrellas and shad, parachutes and shad, that type of thing. I mean, we're talking about fish that are, you know, good size. We're talking about fish feet long, you know, so they're going to want to eat something.
All right, so you wouldn't recommend using Delwise and Chumming or anything?
Huh? Well, sure. I mean, you can try anything. You're going to wind up with a million little fish, but I would try that if you could get below them. I mean, you could go look for breaking fish. It's just getting below those little fish. That's the problem. You got to get something down on the bottom, because those big fish are under those little fish. Those little fish are up there eating all the silver sides and all that stuff. And, you know, the big fish are down there waiting. So,
sure. sure do appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Keep it up.
Have a great day.
Thanks. See ya. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And talking about fishing, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission approved the Atlantic Menhaden Amendment Number 2, which establishes a 170,800 metric ton total allowable catch beginning in 2013 and continuing until the completion of the or board action on the next benchmark stock assessment in 2014. The total allowable catch represents a 20% reduction from the average landings from 2009 to 2011 and approximately 25% reduction from the 2011 levels. The board also adopted new biological reference points for biomass based on the maximum spawning potential with the goal of increasing abundance, spawning stock biomass, and menhaden ability as a forage species. Just so you know, Maryland led the way on this charge, and the biggest hit is going to come from the commercial market catch, the people that use these for fish oil capsules and dog food and things like that. But our lines are loaded right now. We got to talk to our listeners. Let's talk to Mike in Finksburg. How you doing, Mike?
How you doing, Alan?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Just got that surgery I told you yesterday.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling better.
Well, I get one, but last year I hunted and had a nice buck come up and with my muzzleloader.
Yep.
And I passed on him. It was 80 yards I passed because I didn't think I could do it.
Weren't comfortable with it, huh? Yep.
So I let my godson the next day go in, and he got a shot and he missed it. I had seen it a couple times. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's bigger this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
They're always bigger, but you got to get the kids out.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going out with the grandson again today, so.
Oh, you are going out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to try that again today, so.
Yeah, I like the evening hunts anyway, so, because I got field, so I like the evening hunts.
Yep, plenty of evening. I scouted a piece of property. There's a piece of property I have permission to hunt on in Frederick County now. It's about 900 acres. And been hunting the north side. We took two deer off of it, two does. And I was scouting up a little piece of it yesterday, and I found some really good sign that I'm excited about. So we'll go in there and put the ground blind up next week and be able to hunt it late next week and see what happens. So I'm pretty tickled about that.
Well, this time of year, if you sit next to them rubs, I mean, they lay next to their rubs. I mean, they're tired. They'll lay right behind the rubs and I'll come out.
Wow, cool. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I always hunt rubs late because they just lay behind them.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a good area where they rub the trees,
yeah,
they'll lay there because they're tired, man.
Yeah, they're tired of breeding. That's for sure.
Yeah, they're busy, you know, and don't just be laying in there. If you go in there, you'll scare them out.
Yep.
But if you get a ground blind.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yep. All right, buddy. Sounds good.
I don't want to walk much, you know.
No, you know, it's a long walk in, and it's I bumped one out yesterday. I don't know what it was. I didn't see it other than the tail going, but, you know, it could have been a good one. So who knows?
Yeah, if you see that rub line, and it's a good one, they're usually laying right behind it in the woods. And
that's
if
good.
If you walk in them woods, he's gone.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Stay
okay.
on the field, man.
Yep.
I do good like that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you, Alan.
See you, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Appreciate the tip. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. Who's next? Who waited the longest here? Ricky. Okay, Ricky in Arbutus. Hey, Ricky. How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. What's up?
I've been listening to your show for a couple of months. Trying to get.
Really? I've only been on the air 24 years.
I know. But I just Saturday morning wasn't my thing, but now I start working in the morning.
Gotcha.
What, in your opinion, I mean, your idea, what is the best firearm for deer hunting? Which rifle would you prefer, automatic something?
What county are you in?
I'm in Baltimore County.
Baltimore County? Well, then you're going to have to use a shotgun for deer hunting. You can't use a rifle in Baltimore County.
Okay, well, what if I go out of the county?
All right, if you go out of the county, Western Maryland or Lower Shore or Upper Shore and want to do some rifle hunting?
Most likely for the county.
Well, Frederick County?
Yeah.
I would stick with something that you can manage. I mean, I've been shooting a 270 for 30 years and killed a lot of deer with it. I've also used 257 Weatherby. I've also used a 300 Winchester Mag. I've also used my dad's 284. But what I guess basically what I'm saying, any mid-size deer caliber from 25 to 30 caliber is going to be good for you. I like the bolt action because they're a little more solid. As far as that, and as far as semi-automatic, not a fan. I don't think you stay on target long enough with the semi-automatic. I mean, although they're popular right now, you want to make that first shot count. My dream gun, and if anybody has one out there they'd like to donate, is a Ruger Model Number 1, which is a single shot. But that's my dream, with a Mannlicher stock, by the way, just in case anybody's listening and feels like Santa Claus. But anyway, Ricky, to answer your question, any good firearm, any good X-Bolt Browning, any good Ruger bolt action, any good Remington bolt action, any good Winchester bolt action would be my recommendation for deer hunting.
Now, what is the property?
I'll tell you who makes a very accurate gun right now, and that's Savage. They're very reasonably priced.
Okay.
And do yourself a favor. Even if you buy a moderately priced gun, put good optics on it. Put a Leupold or a good Nikon or something like that on it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I think I lost his interest there somewhere along the line. We're going to have to take a break very shortly. But let's see. Ron in his car, and then we got to take a break. Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm driving through Baltimore on my way back down to Delaware.
Yep.
I live on the mouth of the Nanticoke River, and we do a lot of rock fishing down there in the neighborhood.
Yep.
And we just absolutely slam trolling with Crippled Elway. So I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Crippled Elway, that's a good spoon made here in Baltimore for many, many years. There are a number of spoons. The Crippled Elway is a good one. There's the Tony Aceta. There's the Drone. There's a bunch of new ones that have popped up. But the Crippled Elway has always been a standard here for the last 30 years in Maryland. And that's a good spoon, no question about it.
Well, that's my question. I know it's out of Baltimore because I've called the number about a million times and I can't get an answer.
I know. They're hard people to get a hold of, and I don't know if they're even still in business, to be honest with you.
That was my question.
I don't know.
The only way I could find them was if I'd go to an offbeat store that isn't really known by fishermen, and there'd be an old dusty one sitting there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe if you keep listening, one of our listeners might be able to tell us if Crippled Elway's is still in business. I know they were about 3 or 4 years ago, but I don't know about anymore. I was at the original factory, which was in somebody's basement, and then they were purchased, and then they were sold again, from what I understand, and I think, and I don't know where they got to. But they were a standard for many years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fisherman in the neighborhood. I'm the beer drinker that goes around with the fishermen. But so I got a stupid joke. I say it's like paper in the rock paper scissors game. It's like paper to rock. I mean, they just kill them.
Yeah.
And it's breaking everybody's heart that we can't find them anymore. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. See you. Bye bye. All right. There we go. Where'd Ron go? You got him? Well, I do. Put him on hold. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate that. Oh, I get interested in talking to everybody, and then I forget what I'm supposed to do as far as taking care of business. So it's time for me to take care of some business here, and I hope you indulge with me. Charles is on the line. Bill in Pasadena is on the line. And John in Ellicott City, I especially want to talk to you. Hey, the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, the powerful Rangers, the razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, which is Overly, Route 1, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Don't miss the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on creditworthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. And don't forget, the temps have dropped. The leaves have fallen. There's even some frost in the mornings. For Victory Motorcycles, this means one thing. It's riding season for Victory Victory Motorcycles. Stick the boots to old man winter with a Victory Gear Up and Ride sales event now through December 31st. Victory's offering 12 months with no interest, up to $500 in Victory apparel or accessories, and a 3-year warranty, and rebates up to $1,000. Just a few victories. Just a few ways Victory can help you gear up for winter so you can ride like it's summer. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one, you own one. Stop by Pete's Cycle Company. Baltimore, Bel Air, Severna Park. Valid in the U.S. and Canada on new 2010 through 2013 models purchased before 12/31/12. Subject to credit approval. 3-year warranty consists of factory warranty plus 24 months of Polaris Star Pro Power Protection ESC. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. Obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, it's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman's Expo. That's right. It's the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, coming up January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can win an African safari by just showing up. Special guest Razor Dobbs is going to be there Saturday and Sunday, too. You might have seen him on TV, Razor Dobbs Alive. That's right. Tickets are on sale online right now, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. There's all kinds of fishing tackle and seminars on fishing the Chesapeake Bay, African safaris. There's gun experts there. You'll need a pickup truck for all the fishing tackle and all the outdoor gear that is available at the show. Over 100 hunting, fishing, and outdoor vendors at the Showplace Arena. That's Upper Marlboro, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com for tickets.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. There's finally good news for long-haul business flyers. Airlines are adding more sleeper seats that fold all the way flat. But the bad news is that not all of them have fitted their airplanes so far. American Airlines is telling customers that it's rolling out fully flat beds in business class for overseas flights, but so far not one of them can be found on an American flight. Your best bet at finding one is on high-end international carriers like Virgin Atlantic or British Airways. Lying horizontally rather than at an angle makes for better sleep by relieving pressure on some body parts, and passengers can settle on their sides or their stomach in more natural positions. These flat reclining seats are expensive to make, too, because the investment includes a few years of design to shoehorn in as many possible into each airplane and for certification. One seat can run as much as a new BMW, from $40,000 to $80,000. I'm Joan Jones for the Wall Street Journal.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bring it.
Cut 'em all, Jack. 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 Cut 'em all, boys. Cut 'em all. Cut 'em all, Jack. 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 Cut 'em all, boys. Cut 'em all.
That's what I want to hear my outfitters say on Wednesday. Bring it. All right. Let's see. Who do we got here? We've got Charles, then Bill, then John. Thanks for waiting, guys. Appreciate you waiting through the break. Good morning, Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year.
Well, thank you, buddy. I sure appreciate that. Yes,
about
sir.
About 30 or 40 years ago, I decided I wanted a jungle trek in Africa.
Yep.
And I went to go down to Africa, and one of my inspiring moments there was that I wanted to see Albert Schweitzer, and
okay.
I had his book, which was a great inspiration to me. It's called Reverence for Life.
Yes.
It's a very small book, and it is an inspiration to every human that reads that book, and I hope your readers will think about getting that book. I was exposed to heavy leprosy in India at the Vishwanath Temple in Calcutta, and I always was terrified that I was going to incubate leprosy for 20 years. And I decided that I would go to Africa, and I met Albert Schweitzer, and he cured me of the leprosy because it was all mental. It wasn't physical, and I never had it. At any rate, I thought your readers, people would be inspired by reading that book. It is very small, and it is an inspiration to every human being to read that book.
Did he sign your book?
Yes, he signed it. I stayed there a couple weeks visiting him with all the things, and I'm going to tell you, going to Lamborghini and Gabon, you see every African animal you want to see. I mean, it's really exciting to see all that, but you can't shoot anything. And
right.
I'd gone down there with a gun and a rifle, and I didn't kill anything. But it was quite a moment in my life that I have never forgotten. I have reflected on it many, many times all through my lifetime.
Awesome. Awesome. Very good.
And a man like you with your intelligence and worldliness, I think would be inspired by that book.
I think I would. All right. I'll look for it.
And thank you for being on the air.
Thank you, Charles. The most interesting man in the world, the real one. Appreciate that.
Okay,
bye, Charles. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Wow, okay, getting to the calls here. John in Ellicott City, thanks for holding on. I know it's been a trek, and then we got Bill in Pasadena. What's up, John?
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm good.
Talking about people calling in if they hadn't seen deer moving.
Yes.
And the group I hunt with, we hunted down in Dorchester and didn't see too many down there.
Right.
And I had heard there was a lot of mast on the ground, but I hadn't thought that they weren't moving because of mast. And I talked to several of the fellows who lived in the area, and they said there was a big die-off last summer due to blue tongue. Incidentally, great article in the quarterly that you had about the blue tongue.
Oh, but thank you.
They said they had a big die-off down there last summer in the area I hunted due to the blue tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, very few people I talked to saw many deer.
Right. Now, you're Dorchester. You said you're hunting primarily North Dorchester with whitetail population?
It's the Neck District by a little chop tank.
Oh, okay. That's whitetail area right there. Yeah.
Right.
Now, you know, I have a buddy down there who's done pretty well this year. He's working on his bonus buck tag, and he's not mentioned anything on his property, and he covers a pretty wide area down there. But, you know, it is very... it is very concentrated, depending on the number of midges no-see-ums, midges, that type of thing that are surrounding the waterways down there, and it's not something that's spread from deer to deer. It comes from contact with being bitten by a midge, as you read. So I don't know if some parts of the county may have had it and other parties don't, parts didn't, but that seems to be the way it works. So,
I guess it was just localized then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's lots of deer on the property in Frederick County, but I got pictures of a guy that said, I found 11 deer on my farm dead from blue tongue already. They call it blue tongue. It's actually epizootic hemorrhagic disease, EHD. Blue tongue's a little different strain of it. Okay. But, yeah, so, okay, cool.
Well, the interesting thing I found, though, in the article, it said it's no long-term effects and likely to bounce back very quickly.
You're talking that's the population,
right?
Not the individual deer. The deer, it's usually fatal. There are some deer that are resistant to it and survive it, and that's the ones that that they want the genetics to continue to pervade the population, which is the ones that are resistant to it. So
I talked to one fellow who had taken a deer with a split hoof.
Yeah.
And someone from DNR told him that, they'd like to look at it and what have you. And,
yeah.
They said it probably had been a survivor.
Probably, yes. So I think we had a picture in the article of Frank Hall's deer from the year before.
Yes, you did.
Yep. Kind of showed
that. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I learned a lot by looking through that.
All right, good. Marilyn Hunting-Quarterly. Like us on Facebook, will you?
Sure thing. When I get on Facebook.
MarilynHuntingQuarterly.com. Marilyn Hunting-Quarterly on Facebook, as is Marilyn Loves Crabs, as is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Laura Rigsby is our, what are we calling her? Our social media coordinator for Ellis Outdoors. So everybody, I'm on Facebook all over the place. I don't go on. Thank God Laura does it. And, you can like us on that.
Sounds good, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Had to get a plug in. Bye-bye. Finally, Bill. Oh. Hey, Al, hold on a minute. Pat, you with me? There we go. Let's talk to Bill in Pasadena. Morning, Bill. Thanks for waiting.
Morning. How are you today?
Busy. How are you?
Good. I'm putting in down at Fort Armstead, and I'm running right across the Dundalk Marine Terminal.
Okay.
And doing white bucktails, about 8 ounce.
8 ounce?
Yes.
Bouncing them on the bottom?
And limiting it out.
Good. How big are the fish?
Anywhere between 26 and 32.
Nice fish.
Yeah, and me and a buddy of mine, we go out quite often, and we've been doing real good over there.
Good.
So
put in a Fort Armistead and go across the Dundalk Marine Terminal, and you've been bouncing bucktails on the bottom.
Yep, just going right there in front of the cranes.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know, and good. You have a Merry Christmas.
Good-looking fish?
Yes.
Cool.
Very good, very heavy fish.
Nice, nice. Good deal, Bill. Thank you very much. Appreciate the tip. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later, Bob.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. There he goes. And, man, what am I doing wrong here today? I can't get this done. That's why I have Pat, my producer, because he knows which buttons to push. Al in Essex. How you doing, Al?
Hi, Al. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Good. I'm not much of a hunter or fisherman, but I did have a tenant who moved, and I found a box of shells.
Okay.
Some shotgun shells.
Okay.
22s. I think the box had 245 Remington.
Okay.
What do I do with these? I don't know the age or anything of them. What do I do with them?
You want to sell them or get rid of them, or what do you want to do?
I tried to give them to someone once, and the guy said, I'm not sure the age and the quality of the shell anymore, so he turned them down.
You're over in Essex? You're over in Essex? Okay.
Yeah.
Did we get your phone number for the contest?
I didn't join because not being a hunter, I would be taking it away from someone who might.
All right. Well, why don't we get Pat to get your number and I'll call you off the air. How's that sound?
Okay.
And I'll have some suggestions for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
There goes Al in Essex. Okay. Woo. Busy. We have been busy. That's great. We wish we had this kind of business year round. And as we get out there and get more popular, and, even after 24 years, you can't imagine. You can't imagine. All right, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, Browning Hunting Headquarters. If you are a waterfowler, take a look at the Maxus Browning Shotgun. It's the M-A-X-U-S, Maxus. It's the auto loader. It's the newest one, 3 and 3.5 inch chamber. It has a new power drive gas system to help exit the old shell and start a new one in the chamber. It's available in Mossy Oak, Duck, blind camo, and it's got the power drive gas system that reduces recoil as well. The X-Bolt, somebody asked about a high-powered rifle. That's a good one. The X-Bolt bolt-action rifle, all standard magnum and short magnum calibers are available. Adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine, goes great with a scope and shoots very, very accurately. For you sportsmen who shoot who are in the shooting sports, trap, skeet, and that type of thing, don't forget the Satori, the 725 Satori. Perfect blend for beauty and performance. The 5 and Vector DS choke tubes come with it. It's got a portable ported barrel, a triple trigger system, lengthened forcing cones, the 525 field models available for those of you who are upland hunters. And don't forget the BPS Hunter, the best pump shotgun available. It comes with Invector choke tubes. It comes with a satin finish, walnut stock, and bottom ejection. Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters, your headquarters for all firearms, including Thompson Center muzzleloaders, handguns, and AR rifles for home protection. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. Website is www.clydesports.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package. Custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRA. HuntingShow.org for more information. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's County,
counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
That's what I'm talking about, buck fever. Boy, I hope to get that this season. I haven't had buck fever in a long time. Well, I did. Yeah. Anyway, we got William and Glen Burnie. We got Tim in Cambridge. Let's talk to Tim about trolling rigs. Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good morning. Rank amateur heading out today. 8 rods. Going to troll. Any suggestions on how to set them up and line length and from outside to inside, any suggestions?
You know, that's a seminar, and I don't have time in 3 minutes to give you the whole deal. What I would tell you to do is play the water column, okay? And do you have a fish finder?
Yes.
Well, find out where the fish are first and put your lines down there. I mean, okay. It's pretty simple, right? The fish are in 80 feet of water, 30 feet off, 30 feet down. That's where you want to run your baits, don't you think?
Right.
Anytime you find bait, put a bait down, put a lure down under the bait. If the bait is suspended at 20 feet, go to 25.
All right. Let me ask you this: if you use an inline sinkers, do you add the weight up of your lure and the inline sinker as far as line length?
Do you add the?
Would you add the weight of the inline sinker along with, let's just say, you're using a parachute that's...
How long's your leader?
3 feet.
Oh, you got a 3 foot leader. It's not going to make a difference with only a 3 foot leader. Just get that weight down to where you want it. Get that weight down to, because you're going to, you got your angle there off the back of the boat. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The folks at Fishbones have a great chart, and I don't know if they're even open. I don't know if you're going out right now or not. But if you're in Pasadena, well, you're in Cambridge. There are charts out there that are available for length of line out. And like I said, it's a seminar for me to. For me to give you all the tips and techniques, all I can tell you is put a sufficient amount of line out that you know you're deep enough.
Right.
I wish I had a better answer for you.
All right, partner.
All right, buddy. Wish I could help, but yeah, that's like I said, that's an hour seminar on how to troll for rockfish.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Tim. There he goes. William, Glen Burnie. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I used to wood duck hunt down in Mississippi, down in Moss Point.
Yep.
It's down by Pascagoula.
Okay.
Mississippi.
Okay.
Moss Point is. I was wondering, can you wood duck hunt in Maryland?
Sure. Sure can. They're pretty much gone by now, but the October season is the best time to go for wood ducks. I mean, there's some around.
I was just wondering because I miss it.
Yeah, you can.
I got Dalton Browning, so.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that it?
That's it.
Okay, buddy, thanks.
Right,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yep, bye-bye. All right. Hey, when wrapping your holiday purchases, this is a smart green and growing tip. Number two, get creative with your packaging from Department of Natural Resources. Now, remember, you can reduce your waste at the same time. Creating your own wrapping paper out of waste, like outdated calendars and newspapers or paper shopping bags, can be a fun holiday craft for all ages. So get Grandma and the kids, gather around the table, hand them some paper bags from the grocery store, give them a pizza box, give them an old calendar or a newspaper, a magazine, and say, Grandma, would you wrap little Bobby's present? And little Bobby, would you wrap Grandma's present? Here's a pizza box for you. Yeah, we had pizza last night, but that's okay. We're recycling. It's a fun holiday craft for all ages. Not only will you be reusing, you'll be saving money. That's right. Okay, grief. All right, and then we have a break here. I've got to tell you about some of our sponsors. I know the last break was incredibly long, but we jammed up on the first one. So anyway, I do want to send this tip out to you gun owners. Gun owners. I'm going to advise you one thing. Right now, today, join a pro-gun organization, National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, Maryland Shall Issue, and then pucker up for the long haul.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton or a shopping mall in Oregon or a temple in Wisconsin, or a movie theater in Aurora, or a street corner in Chicago. These neighborhoods are our neighborhoods, and these children are our children. And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics.
Read between the lines there, folks. Just thought you'd like to know. Hey, let me tell you about – we talked a lot about fishing today, and Tochterman's can give you all the tips and all the information you need, especially if you wait till 9 o'clock and call them up this morning. But I want to tell you about a special that's going on right now. It's St. Croix Rods. You buy two St. Croix Rods, St. Croix is going to send you a third one. Now, they've got all the details. I know that – and I don't know all the models and all the stuff, but if the total retail value of the two St. Croix Rods is over $230, which, you know, that's – not out of line in this day and age, and especially for St. Croix rods because they're very good. They will send you a free rod. Not only that, if you buy them from Tochterman's, they're going to give you a ticket for a drawing. All you got to do is purchase a free ticket, free drawing. Somebody's going to win another top-end St. Croix rod. So don't forget. And they got special deals on gift certificates and everything else down at Tochterman's. They've got discounts on purchases over $50. You might want to check them out for your fishermen and your family for this holiday season and the late season rockfish. Tochterman's, all fish and tackle, all the time for every type of fishing that you do. Bay, bass, panfish, trout, fly fishing, spinning, bottom fishing, surf, offshore, travel. Does that cover it? 1925 Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942. Tochterman, same family name, same great service, same location, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Baltimore since 1916.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's three big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th, through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow. We've been busy, haven't we, Pat? Pat's been here for 2 hours. Brian was off today, so we appreciate all of you calling in. And we want to thank our sponsors as well. By the way, the NRA show just announced this week that Michael Waddell will be one of the featured speakers at the show in Frederick coming up in end of January. So you might want to keep that in mind. Visit the website, and we'll give you more information. We're going to start giving tickets away to that show here pretty soon, as soon as the guys get back in the office, which will be right before Christmas. So don't forget the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, January 11th through the 13th. You can win an African safari, meet Razor Dobbs, and attend great seminars. You can go online at OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com for your tickets. Don't forget to stop by Clyde Sports Shop, one of our favorite shops in Baltimore. Been around since 1957. Clyde and Bill Blamberger been there just about every day, and I'll tell you what, they are your firearms headquarters right here in Baltimore. They're a full-line Browning dealer. They've got the Thompson Center muzzle loaders, all the major name brands, the AR rifles, the semi-automatic handguns, and firearms for home protection as well as a full supply of hunting supplies and ammunition. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108. That's 242-6108. We want to thank Pete's Cycle Shop, too. Great things going on there. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event with financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the powerful Rangers, and the Razor Sharp Razors in the industry's most complete collection of youth models. That's Pete's Cycle Company in Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park. It's the best new ATVs and side-by-sides. The 2013s are in stock. They're at Pete's Cycle, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for all the details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. And don't forget, also at Pete's Cycle, now through December 31st, Victory Motorcycles offering 12 months with no interest, up to $500 in Victory apparel or accessories, a three-year warranty, and rebates up to $1,000. Just a few ways Victory can help you gear up for winter so you can ride like it's summer. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one, you'll own one. Valid in the U.S. and Canada on new 2010 through 2013 models purchased before 12/31. Subject to credit approval. Three-year warranty consists of factory warranty plus 24 months Polaris Star power protection ESC. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See the dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing. Obey the speed limit. Never ride under.